I'm used to this sense, right? I'm familiar with this. Whenever this sense of the atmosphere is like this, it means that God wants us to hear him.
我们一般这样的解读，就是当我们现在感受到属灵的气氛，就在此刻的时候，我们觉得神是想让我们来听他要说话了。
I sense there are presence of angels here.
我能够感受到有天使的存在了。
Whenever they show up in my home, I always pay attention.
当天使突然出现的时候，在我的家里，我会突然侧耳聆听。
And it's usually because God wants to say something to me.
一般都是那种情况，神就想要跟我说话。
Hands, can you make it a little bit lower? Is everybody okay? So therefore, it has to do something to do with the message.
那我觉得可能是跟今天的讲题有关吧。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。Lord,
we acknowledge you as King.
主啊，我们认知到你是王。We
acknowledge that you are our God.
我们也认知你是我们的神。You
are our Lord.
你是我们的主。In
this time of the season and what's going on in this world,
在这个世界的这个季节里头,
we need to hear you.
我们需要听见你。
And so today you have our attention.
所以主啊, 今天你得到了我们的完全的注意力。
And we want to obey you.
我们想要来顺服。
We love you, Lord.
我们爱你主啊。
Have your way.
让你的旨意在我们身上成就。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。 Amen.
Amen. Now some of those people in Cantonese, you had kind of heard this before, but you're going to hear it again because you're going to hear it. You need this.
如果你是参加上午的广东堂的聚会呢，你可能你觉得你听过这个参道了，但是你其实还要再听一遍的。
In my Christian life, this is one of the revelations that really made a big difference in my life.
在我的基督徒的信仰一生中间，这个讯息改变了我的一生。
It helped me to forgive.
它帮助我去饶恕。
It helped me to make decisions.
也帮助我去做对的决定。
And it really affects my daily mood.
还能够影响到我每天的心情。
And this is about realizing that not all thoughts are my thoughts.
要意识到的就是我们不是所有的思想都是我的思想。
Let me tell you again, not all thoughts are actually your thoughts.
不是你所有的思想都是属于你的。
When you realize that,
当你意识到这一点的时候,
then you can do something about it.
你就可以做点事情了。
If you don't,
如果你没意识到,
then somebody else is controlling you.
那就会有其他的第三方来控制你的思想。
It can either be God,
也许控制你思想的是神,
the devil,
或者是魔鬼,
or the world,
或者世界。
Amen? Every day when you switch on the TV, every day when you go to work, somebody is trying to give you some thoughts.
每天当你打开电视机或者去上班的路上，总会有人想把他们的思想注入到你的里面。
When we are young, our teacher is giving you thoughts.
当我们年轻的小的时候，我们的老师就注入了各种思想在我们里面。
Whatever subject you are studying, your teacher is basically telling you how to think.
不管你学的是什么科目，你的老师都注定要给你一种思维方式。
If you understand this, then you can understand how to deal with a lot of your problems.
你要是知道你这个思想所来，你就会慢慢的知道如何去处理这些思想和问题了。
Have you ever experienced while you were in the kitchen?
你有没有这样的经历？当你在厨房的时候，
when you are washing up the dishes,
还在洗碗的时候，
cooking,
还在做饭的时候，
suddenly a thought comes into your mind.
突然有一个思想到了自己的头脑里。
Something that you haven't thought about for a long time.
有一，这是好像很久都没有想过这件事情了。
Do you remember 10 years ago?
你记不记得10年前？
So and so said something.
有人对你说了这样的话。
And when you entertain that thought,
当你去给他这个舞台，让他继续在你的头脑里思想，
changes completely the way you feel.
那他就会马上改变你当场所有的心情。
Amen. Have you ever experienced while you were sitting down, or when you were driving, a thought comes in?
你有没有经历过，比如说你正在坐下的时候，或者你在开车的时候，突然有一个思想进入到你的脑中？
Fear.
好像是惧怕的感觉
and anxiety.
是焦虑的感觉
And you and I know many times when those thoughts never come to pass.
有的时候你会发现这种思想赶都赶不走
But it changes the way you feel.
但是它会改变你当时的心情
Those thoughts affect your soul.
这些思想会改变你的魂
Your soul is how you feel.
你的魂就是你的心情所在
How you look at a person.
就是你对一个人的解读
Amen Yesterday when you talk to a particular brother or sister you have a good opinion about them
你昨天跟一个弟兄姊妹接触了你对他们印象很好
But today somebody said something
今天呢突然有个人说了一件什么事情
Or you had a thought about what this person saidLast year, it changes your opinion about that person.
或者你突然想起这个人在一年前曾经对我说过这样的话，他会马上改变你的思绪。
I am sure you recognize that you all have this kind of thought.
我希望你们能够感觉，能够认知到你们平时也会有这样的思想突然跳入。
It changes the way you feel.
它会马上改变到你的心情。
The way you view about a person.
会马上改变你对对方的解读。
Amen.It is the same in your marriage.
在婚姻当中也是如此。
Same with your children.
在亲子关系中还是如此。
Same at work.
那在工作上面也是如此。
Some people are paranoid.
很多人都会这样子瘫痪掉了。
Always believe someone's gossiping at them.
他们总觉得像疯了一样的觉得别人老是在说我。
Also, when you wake up from a dream.
或者是你当你突然从梦中醒来。
The dream has certain thoughts.
这个梦给了你一些思想。
Before you went to bed, you were very happy.
本来你上床睡觉的时候是很开心的。
But when you had a dream,
可是你做了梦以后呢？
That is a nightmare.
突然是做了噩梦。
Or somebody did something bad to you.
或者在噩梦里面有人对你做了一些事情。
You woke up with that thought.
然后你醒来的时候，头脑里还在想这样的事情。
Yes, last night you were happy.
昨晚本来。
In the morning, you feel miserable.
昨晚本来还开开心心的，早上起来就突然变得不开心了。
That's why the English people have a saying.
这是为什么英国的语言里面有这样的一句话。
When you arrive at work in the morning and you're in a bad mood.
当你来上班带着很糟糕的心情。
The English people would say.
英国人会这样对你说。
That you got up at the wrong side of the bed.
他说你是从床的另外一边起来了吗
？Amen. It changes. Very serious.
这个是能改变到你的。
And so, as a Christian, I had to deal with this.
那作为基督徒，我就要去处理这种思想。
And I thought it was impossible to deal with this.
我曾经以为这种处理是不可能的。
But when the Lord showed me in Scripture,
但是当神把经文打开给我看的时
候 the Holy Spirit gave me a tool.
当圣灵给了我一个工具的知识。
It changed my life.
就会改变了我的生命。
And if you learn this very simple principle today,
如果你今天也学到这样的一个简单的原则
a principle that is from the Bible,
一个从圣经而来的原则
it will change you.
它就会改变到你。
Amen. Hallelujah. And that's why it's a reward when you come to church.
所以这就是来教会的一个奖赏。
Because God will speak to us.
因为神会来这样对你说话。
There are certain things that we cannot receive by ourselves at home.
很多时候你会发现同样是在家里听到你可能不会有同样的得着和领受。
We have to come to church.
而是你人真的在这里却有这样的领受。
In church,God has ordained certain things can only be received. He will impart certain things only when you gather together.
那在教会聚集的时候，神又向你应许说，当几个人在聚在一起，神的灵就在你中间。
Where does that say in the Bible, Pastor?
是不是你在圣经就这样说的呢
？All over the place.
是不是圣经一直是这样说的
？For example,
比如说。
The people of the Jewish people had to gather in Jerusalem three times a year.
比如说，旧约里面以色列人每年三次都要在耶路撒冷聚集。
Because God has chosen.
因为神选了那个日子。
That they will receive that way.
让他们就在聚集的时候去领受。
Amen. That's why Paul also said it is good to be gathered in as a body.
这是为什么保罗也说，作为肢体，我们一定要聚在一起。
Amen.Hallelujah. So, listen to this sermon again and again and again.
那这个道哦，之后还要反反复复的听。
Until it works，
一直到它在你生命中管用为止。
So， 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 3 to 4。
哥林多前书十章三十四节说。
Okay， for we， for though we walk in the flesh， we do not war， we do not wage， we are not waging war according to the flesh， for the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh， but have divine power to destroy strongholds。
我们虽然在血气中行事，却不凭着血气征战。因为我们征战的兵器并不是属血气的，而是凭着神的能力，能够攻破坚固的营垒，我们攻破各样的计谋。
So verse 5 says, we destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ.
第五节继续说，和各样阻拦人认识神的高垒，又夺回人心来顺服基督。
This passage clearly speaks about we Christians are engaged in a warfare.
所以这个经文在告诉我们，我们基督徒一直在一个属灵的征战当中。
He says, Paul says, we are not engaging in the flesh, but we are fighting a warfare of thoughts.
所以保罗是在说，虽然我们是在血气当中行事的，可是我们却不凭着血气去征战。
What are the thoughts? Arguments.
征战什么？
Lofty thinking.
征战什么呢？征战各种思想的营垒，坚固的营垒。
That are against God's words.
跟神的教导是相反，相违背的。
In other words,When your mind is thinking things that are against the scripture,
换句话说，如果你的思维和圣经上的思维不一致时，
Paul says, engage this attack.
保罗说，那你当时就要马上征战。
You are under attack.
因为你就在魔鬼的攻击当中。
In other words, when you are standing in the kitchen and you're thinking this is something that you never even thought of, you never even thought about it, it just comes into your mind. Paul is saying, fight against it.
所以保罗在教你说，如果你在厨房做饭，突然这个思想进入到我的头脑里来，那你不要放弃这个征战的机会，此刻就征战。
When you wake up in the morning and you have this negative thought or this negative dream, deal with it.
当你早上一起来做了一个噩梦，那你当场就要去处理那个问题。
Never accept that this is your thought.
不要去接受，哦，那是我自己的思想。
First thing you do is acknowledge that this is not my thought.
你第一要认出来的就是这个思想不属于我。
You have to do that.
你需要这样做。
You have to identify that this thought is not my thought.
你需要去认知到现在的这个思想并不是我的思想。
Because if you can do that,
如果你可以认知到的话，
then you've taken the first step in fighting against what the enemy is trying to do.
那你就会开始了征战敌人的第一步。
Very important.
非常重要。
Okay? Very, very important.
很重要。
Because then you can recapture your mind.
然后你就可以夺回来你自己的那个心思意念了。
If you don't,
如果不这样做的话，
you're going to lose your mind.
你会在你的失上你的心智了。
And that's how people become extreme.
这就是当人变得特别极端之时。
When your mind is fully captured,
因为你的思想完全的被那个堡垒
，when your thoughts are no longer your thoughts,
让你的思想变得不再是真的你的思想。
The expression of that, the manifestation of that,
那彰显出来呢，就会
is that you are under bondage,
就会你在捆绑当中的这种彰显。
You are an addict,
你就成了。上瘾。
You are addicted to something.
你对某事情上瘾了。
Because you cannot stop thinking about something.
因为你都无法去停止去思想一些事情。
Because they are not your thoughts.
因为这些思想根本就不属于你。
The thoughts that are not your thoughts is now taking over. Your mind is being possessed by somebody else's thoughts.
这个思想本来不属你，可是你却给了它机会来进入到你的里面，附在了你的里面。
And as a pastor for all these years, I have seen brothers and sisters who are on fire for God to become totally cold, totally bound by the enemy.
那作为牧师这么多年，我就真的是亲眼见到很多弟兄姊妹们刚开始特别的火热的跟着神，到最后完全变得冷淡，
然后对神不回应。And it all began with a thought.
那都是从一个思想开始的。
In a kitchen.
就是从厨房里面的一个思想开始的。
That's how powerful it is.
这个就是思想对你可以用很大的
作为。It all began.With a thought that came into your mind,
都是从刚开始只是一个思想进入到你头脑里
and you accepted it as your thought.
你当时就接受哦，这是我的想法
It all began when you watch one program and you accepted.
可能就是因为你看了一个电视节目，然后你就接受了那个电视节目
Paul says,
保罗说
you have a weapon.
你有一个武器。
That is not of the flesh.
这个不是靠血气出来的武器。
God has given us the power to pull down these strongholds.
神给了我们能力，能够拉回这个营垒。
So that your thoughts are under the captivity of Christ.
然后你的思想才能在神的下面。
The reverse.
如果相反呢？
We need to open our mind.
我们需要打开我们的思想。
To the thoughts of God.
让神的思想来进入。
The thoughts of the Bible.
让圣经的思想进入
They are not ours,
那些不属于我们
but we say, I want it.
但是我们却说主啊我要这样的思想
This is what the Bible called appropriating.
所以这是神说的
appropriating. You receive it.
你就自己领受你进入就好
The mind of Christ.
来接受神的思想做我的思想
Amen? So you have to do two things.
所以你要做两件事情
One is to acknowledge This is not my thought.
第一，你要先认知到这个不是我的思想。
Things that are trying to bind your soul.
这个是要捆绑我魂的思想。
And reject it.
然后拒绝。
Second.
第二。
You need to open your heart.
你需要打开你的心。
And receive God's thought.
来接受神给的思想。
That is the picture of everyday life.
这才是每天过活的方式。
Every day you are given a choice.
每天你都有一个选择。
To accept the negative thought.
你可以接受。
From the devil that brings destruction.
你可以接受从魔鬼来的负能力的思想，然后让你的生命得以毁坏。
And bring bondage.
然后让你生命得以捆绑。
And in extreme case.
最极端的就是。
You lose your mind.
你会失丧心智。
You become mental.
你会真的像神经病了。
Amen.You ask any mental person,
你问那些有神经病的人
It all starts from one small thought.
他们都是最开始从第一个思想开始的。
And when the Lord used me to deliver mental people, I always ask the Holy Spirit, what was the original thought?
所以每次当神来要我去侍奉那些有神经病的人的话，我每次都问主说，当时毁坏他的第一个思想是什么？
And when you tackle that,
当你处理那个第一个思想时，当你去拒绝第一个思想时。
That person gets delivered.
那个人他就会被释放出来。
An impossibility becomes possible.
那不可能的就变成了可能。
But at the same time,
但同时
if I open up to the Holy Spirit,
如果我把我的心向圣灵打开
and I receive God's thoughts,
然后我要神的思想进来
it will change my life.
那这个思想会改变我
的一生。My soul becomes edified.
那我的心就会被神建
造。My mind becomes renewed.
我的心思意念就会被更新。
My heart is full of God.
我的心里面就充满了神。
And every day you can walk around full of life.
每天都带着神的生命可以来过活。
Amen. You stand up straight every day, not walk around C-shaped.
你每天都会仰头挺胸的活着。
We don't endureChristianity, we enjoy Christianity.
我们不是挨着每天的生活的苦，而是享受基督给我们带来的丰盛。
Jesus is a single factor in our lives that make us content.
耶稣是我们生命中唯一的知足与满足。
Oh, it's so good. If only I knew. If only someone taught me right the book when I from first day as a Christian.How to know Jesus?
我多希望从我刚认识神的第一天就有人来教导我怎么去认识基督。
I would have spent more time opening up my mind for the thoughts of Jesus to come into me.
那我会打开我的心思意念，让神的心思都充满我。
Because His thoughts will help me to resolve decisions,
因为神,
problems.
神的思念会能够帮助我做正确的决定和解决问题。
It will give me wisdom to live.
会给我智慧来活每一天。
Amen. So in other words,
换句话说,
the devil wants to give you thoughts.
神, 魔鬼也想给你一个思想。
God wants to give you thoughts.
神呢也想给你一个思想。
And it doesn't come from your brain.
这个都不是从你的大脑来的。
Amen. Hallelujah. You know, when if I don't get these days, if I don't get thoughts from the devil or don't get thoughts from God, I'm basically blank.
我现在的感受是，我要么就是从魔鬼有思想来，要么就是从神有思想来，没有其他的了，要不然我就是一头空白。
I don't dream, I don't think.
我又不做梦，然后我也不想事情。
In other words, I'm at peace.
换句话说，我还蛮平安了。
I'm not bothered by anything.
我还没有被什么事情烦扰了。
Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not bored.
我都不觉得无聊。
I just don't need to think.
我只是不去想事情而已。
The way I used to think.
就不像以前那样绞尽脑汁的想事情。
I just don't need to be upset about things that are not necessary.
也不需要为那些耗神的事情去伤心难过。
Hallelujah.When my mind has no thoughts,
当我的里面再没有其他思想的时候
and I've got no dreams,
当我在又不做梦的时候
I have to go and read the Bible, listen, worship to get some thoughts.
那我就要自己主动去读圣经，让神的思想进入到我的里面来。
Because you and I, we need to aim our thinking to heaven's way of thinking.
因为你我要把我们的思想和天上的思想连线。
Because it will help you to deal with problems every day.
这样子才能帮助我们活过每一天。
Heavenly wisdom always is superior to worldly wisdom.
天上的智慧总是比这地上的智慧要大的超越的多。
I don't trust my 3 degrees I've got.
我并不相信我拿了三个文凭就有智慧了。
Amen. I'm not very bright, but I've got 3 degrees.
我虽然也不太聪明哦，但是我有三个文凭。
None of them compare.With the wisdom of the Bible.
但这三个学历文凭都不能够跟圣经上的智慧。
My education helps me to get a job.
我的教育让我有了好工作。
But it doesn't help me with wisdom in life.
但是却不能解决我生命中的需要智慧的那些问题。
Because God is our creator, not man.
因为神是我们的创造者，人可不是。
God understands us.
只有神才明白我们。
It is only when you go back to the creator.Can you find solutions for a creation?
所以啊，只有你回到了创造者里面，你才能找到这些创造物的解决方法。
I am made by God.
我是被神所创造的。
And only the creator knows how to fix me.
那只有这个创造者才能把我给修复好。
Especially my soul.
特别是我的魂。
Especially my mind.
特别是我的思想里
面。And so today, I present to you this truth.
所以今天我把这个真理放到你们面前。
That the first thing you need to do is identify that this is not my thought.
所以你们要做的第一件事情就会确保能够认出来这个思想不是我的思想。
What you are, what you want are God's thoughts.
你想要的是神的思想。
But you also need to know who your enemy is.
但你也需要认识到你的敌人是谁。
And the Bible clearly says in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12,For we do not wrestle.
那在以弗所书六章十二节说
For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against the authorities, against cosmic powers over the present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.Places.
因为我们的征战并不是对抗有血有肉的人，而是对抗那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵的恶魔。
Now, just take a couple of minutes to explain.
来，我们花点时间解释一下。
The devil is Satan.
我们说的撒旦就是魔鬼。
And he has a structure of evil spirits.
那他呢，有一些恶魔在他的。
Small ones to very big ones.
有小鬼，有大鬼。
The small ones we encounter every day on earth.
那小鬼呢？其实我们生命中经常都会撞见的。
You see them in kids.
你们看到小孩子身上有时候彰显哦。
You see them in adults.
你看到大人身上也彰显哦。
You see them everywhere.
你到处都能看见。
They are easy to deal with.
他们很好管，好就很好办的。
Jesus, when he came across the demon, he cast them out.
当耶稣看到那些小鬼的时候，直接就把他们赶出来了。
Jesus, when he sees something like a disease, he heals that person.
那当耶稣看到疾病的时候，他就去医治了。
And we see that.
那我们能看见吗？
They don't really affect us.
这些呢，可能都跟我们没有那么相关。
Amen. Because they tend to be personal.
因为这个是比较关乎个人的。
So if you are demon possessed, it's got nothing to do with me.
有一个人要说被鬼附了，那那个人跟我没关系。
That's your problem.
那是你自己。
But if you come to me, I will help you to cast it out.
但是如果你要来找我，那我就帮你赶赶鬼吧。
So it's very individual.
所以这是非常个人化的。
But what Paul is talking about is something very different.
但是保罗这里面所讲的敌人可不是这样。
And this is where the church is very ignorant.
这就是教会特别无知的地方
including myself
包括我自己
and I believe vast majority of churches pastors Christians are totally ignorant about what are principalities and powers
那我一直认为教会的各个肢体其实对这个天空灵界的这个国度完全不认知
the more ignorant you are about them the more they have control over you
我们越无知那我们被控制的机会就越大
Now, I used to think that I know what they are.
我以前还自以为自己蛮认识这个属灵灵界的。
And so for these last 40 years, I bind this and bind that.
所以呢，就过去的40年，我成天就捆绑这个，捆绑那个。
And these principalities and powers are just sitting there laughing at me.
那个邪灵的国度，我就会觉得他们在那里笑。
And in all the time, they are in control.
我其实他们一直在笑话我们，他们在掌控我们，拿捏我们。
And they're constantly.Releasing thoughts into my mind.
然后他们就不停地把这样的第一的思想就放在你我的脑中。
These principalities and powers are mighty demons.
其实这些幽暗世界里面全都是能力大的鬼。
They are in control of regions and where you live.
他们会掌管整个地区，你所住的地区。
And they all have their specific lusts and bondage.
他们也有自己的欲望，有自己的捆绑。
And if you come under that demon, you will feel that.
如果你在这个地区里面的话，你能够感受到这种黑暗力量。
So for example, if you went to Sodom and Gomorrah,
比如说你去那个索多门、索摩拉
as a man,
那个地方
I have no attraction to other men.
那人呢？对男人是没有吸引力的。
But if I went to Sodom and Gomorrah and lived there for a week,
如果我要去索多玛那里活几天的话，我会发现。
Next thing, I see a man walking by, I say, "Wow, he's nice."
有一天我看到一个男人从我面前过，我说，哇，好帅哦。
You understand?
你们能明白吗
？If you went to Chinatown, Soho.
如果你们去红灯区中国城那一带。
If you lived there for a week.
如果你在那里。住上一周的话
you begin to see women differently.
你会开始觉得看到女人有不同的感觉
Why?
为什么
It's because principalities and powers that you are living under is affecting you.
因为那个掌管幽暗世界的这个执政者正在掌控你
They are giving you thoughts.
他们在把不同的思想放进你的头脑当中
This is why when one sister told me, should they move to East, to Essex, I said, go.
所以当有一个姊妹问我说那我要不要去搬到 Essex 那边住她说搬吧
And they thought that I sought the Lord for them.
他们觉得我是寻求了神的以后的忠实的征告
My decision is because they're living in West London.
其实不是就是因为他们住在西伦敦
And I've been to both parts.
然后我在西伦敦也住过也东伦敦也住过
There are more devils over there in West London.
所以我就自认为是西伦敦的鬼比较多
And in East London, in Essex.
我觉得所以我叫他们都到东边来吧
I'm telling you that, I haven't got no proof.
其实我跟你说我没有任何可以证明的东西
But if you believe I'm an antenna,
如果你相信我的感受的话
I'm telling you, there are more mice and rats in West London than in East London.
所以那我就会跟你说有各种老鼠啊敌人啊脏东西可能在西边多过于东边
And if you go out to Essex, it's even clearer.
如果你去 Essex 那边你会发现好像干净很多
To such, I am sensitive to such an extent, when I used to travel a lot, I used to sleep on the plane quite easily.
所以我的属灵的感受因为比较强烈我在飞机上呢就能睡得很好
And I could be asleep
我在飞机上可以睡
As soon as the airplane comes into the atmosphere of London,
但是一旦飞机降落在伦敦的上空时
I wake up,
我就突然醒来
because I know I'm in London.
因为我能感受到那个属灵的气氛我现在就在伦敦了
I don't even need to check, I know I'm in London.
我都不需要睁眼来看我知道我到了伦敦了
I know how the devils feel like in London.
因为我都已经熟悉到知道这个敌人在伦敦的一些感受，属灵气氛是如此。
Devils are different.
每个国家你要去都会发现它的属灵的那个气氛不一样。
I remember last year when I arrived in Taiwan, I met some of my daughter's friends.
我记得去年我去了台湾，碰到了我的女儿的一些朋友。
I met her pastor.
我就遇见了她的牧师。
Met her friends.
和她的朋友们。
And the first thing they said, "How is Taiwan?"
然后他们第一句话就问我，你觉得台湾怎么样啊
？I said, "You are very blessed."
我说你们好有福啊。
I said, "Why?"
他说为什么
？Because you don't have devils like we do.
我说你们好像这里的鬼比我们伦敦的鬼要小哎。
I said, "Your devils are easy."
你们的这里的鬼好弱呀。
Easy to deal with.
一下就搞定了。
I said, "I feel so free here."
我来了就觉得很自由。
And I just prophesied to all of them.
然后我就开始对每个人都讲预言发预言。
You understand?
你们能感受到吗？
There is something invisible, but our spirit can feel it.
虽然有很多事情是看不见的，可是我们的属灵却能感知到。
And because I've been ministering in London for all these years,
因为我一直在伦敦这么多年，在这里服侍。
I've engaged our enemies quite often.
我就跟这些敌人和小鬼打仗打得比较多。
And so when you get to engage your enemy for a long time, you get to know them.
如果呢，你老是跟这些小鬼打仗呢，你就跟他们就比较熟了。
Like an old friend.
就像是老朋友一样。
So every time when I come back to London, yes.
我每次一回到伦敦，我说哎，又回来了。
It's the same few devils again.
又是你们这群。
But I'm telling you, they are mighty.
但是我告诉你，他们还能力蛮大。
These devils have been in London for thousands of years.
这些在控制伦敦的幽暗世界的这些鬼，他们在伦敦很多年了。
And then in East Ham, there is under them there are also other powers.
所以啊，在 East Ham 就我们现在所在的地区，都会有一个他们特别
的幽
暗世界。
So you have princes.
所以有很多这些幽暗世界的国度。
And underneath them, they have powers.
在这些下面就有能力。
Things that people worship.
有人所敬拜的一些东西
Things that are important to certain communities.
对一些特别的区域，这些人特别在意和有价值的东西。
So when I buy a house, if I want to move my house, do you know how I pray?
你知道如果我要搬家买房子，我会怎么祷告吗
？I pray God take me to a place where there's not many devils.
我就说主啊，你能让我搬到一个那个鬼比较少的地方吗
？Then I will go to that place.
然后我就会去到那个地方。
And I will look at what do they worship.
我就看看他们那里所拜的偶像都是些什么。
Amen. Just because the best school is in a particular place, but if they're surrounded by all kinds of cults and occults.Don't send your children there.
就是因为你教让你的孩子读好学校，但是你没去查验过那里头的属灵气氛极其糟糕，千万别让孩子去哦。
They may come out with A stars, but they will come out with other things as well.
虽然他们也许拿了A 很高的分数，但是他们可能也会身上带了别的东西出来。
Amen. And then you wonder what's wrong with my child.
然后你再开始提问了，哎，我的孩子怎么了？
In other words, what I'm trying to tell you is, Paul is saying,
所以保罗在说,
there are spiritual forces that live in the heavenly places. What does that mean?
其实在天空有很多属灵的世界。
Above us in the sky.
其实在说在天上。
We live on the earth.
我们却在地上。
But in the atmosphere.
但是在整个属灵环境当中。
In the atmosphere above you.
在你比你更上一层的属灵环境当中
Paul is saying there are devils there.
保罗说那里有恶魔
Mighty devils.
是灵界的恶魔
This is why in Daniel chapter 10.
所以在但以理书第十章
Daniel spent 21 days.
但以理花了21天的时间
Praying.
来祷告
And when the angel arrived.
当天使来到时
He says to Daniel, do you know God has already answered your prayer the first day?
天使长对但以理说，你知道神从第一天就答你祷告了。
But it took me 21 days.
但是我却要花了二十一天才来。
Because on my way down from heaven.
因为我来的这一路上。
So the angel is saying, above your atmosphere is where God is.
神在说，在你的属灵环境之上是神所在。
To get to you, he has to go through your atmosphere.
但是从神到你这里来，我中间要经历一个很长的属灵的道路临界。
He says, for 21 days, these devils resisted him.
他说，从这二十一天里头，一直是这些临界的恶魔在跟我打仗。
Now, how many of us know, right? The angel must be quite powerful himself.
那你们能够知道吗？其实天使已经很大力了。
Yet he could not go through, get through.
但是他们都无法立刻走通这个临界。
Because where Daniel lived, the prince of Persia, the prince of Greece, is so powerful that even the angel had to wait for a bigger angel to come.
因为在当时但以理所住之处，他上面的属灵的那个临界里面有那种波斯的那种属灵的恶的王国，所以要。天使下来，他要打赢那个王国里头的恶势力，
to get through.
才能够下得到来。
Amen. So in other words, the prince, the spiritual prince of Persia was a mighty, mighty devil.
所以我们说到了这个波斯的这个幽暗世界的属灵的王子，他其实是非常强壮的。
And even an angel needed Michael.Help, right, to get through.
就连 Michael 这种天使长级别的天使都要跟他打二十一天。
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, the bad news is we are in London.
所以我给你们一个不好意思哦，坏消息，那就是我们现在住在伦敦。
London is an ancient city.
伦敦是一个古老的城市。
We have principalities up there that have been there for thousands of years.
那我们上头的那个幽暗世界在这里已经驻扎了上千年了。
Especially West London.
特别是西伦敦。
Then, in Deptford, in Essex, are the powers.
那在这些我们刚才说的 Devon 啊和 Essex 这个地方里面都有能力。
For example, in Deptford, there is a power called Buddhism.
有，比如说在 Devon 这个地方，它会因为拜佛而有的一个属灵的灵力。
And Buddhism controls the Deptford people, the Vietnamese people there.
那这个拜佛的这种偶像的势力，就控制了那个 Devon 那个地方。
Amen. And, but I never worked out what controls Essex.
那我还没有研究出来到底 Essex 是在什么样的属灵环境下。
It's probably barbecues and
可能是太多的烤肉了。
But what I'm trying to tell you is above us are layers of enemy.
我想说的是我们的上面有一个天空的灵界，一层接一层的恶魔。
They are like gray clouds.
他们就像那乌云一样。
God, if God is the sun and the devil are the gray clouds,That's why it's hard to experience God.
这是为什么？如果你能把神想成是太阳，然后把那些恶魔想成是乌云，你会发现原来我要经历神竟然这么难。
That's why our prayers goes up, but answer struggles to come down.
所以很多时候我们的祷告虽上去了得应允了，可是要下来却很大的挣扎。
Not because God doesn't want to answer your prayer.
并不是神不想听你的祷告。
Just that you live in a very difficult area.
而是因为你所在的地方特别难。
So the end result is you think that God doesn't care about you.
所以呢，你住在那个地方，你会觉得神怎么一点都不爱我，不管我。
Can you imagine Daniel? So after first day, God not answering my prayer. For us, it's after the first minute, right?
那你可以想象但以理说：“哎呀，都一天了，神都没有答我的祷告。”换作你我的话，你会说：“都我等了一分钟了，怎么神还没有回答祷告呢？”
What is the lesson?
那我们要学的功课是什么？
The lesson is, do what Daniel did.
那我们要学的就是但以理的等。
Keep praying.
就像但以理的这种祷告中的等待，一直祷告着。
Keep praying.
一直祷告着。
Keep praying.
一直祷告着。
Because your prayer is coming. The answer is coming.
因为你的答案就在来的路上了。
Not because God doesn't care.
不是神不关心你哦。
But there is hindrance.
但是是有阻拦。
Amen. But we talk about that.On another day.
那我们再改天再讲。
But spiritual warfare to you every day, the battle that you fight is the thoughts that these ancient devils and powers are putting into your head.
那关乎你们自己的事情呢，就是你们每天所征战的这些思想，它都是来自你上空的这个属灵界限的。
So living in London and you are washing dishes.The principalities and power in West London say, so-and-so hates you.
比如说你今天正在伦敦，特别是在西伦敦的厨房里面洗着碗，突然有一个思想被下来说，有一个人很讨厌你。
Your husband is unfaithful to you.
你的丈夫对你 不忠心。
You are a show off.
你是一个爱显摆的。
You are nobody.
你什么都不是。
God doesn't love you.
神都不爱你。
And you go, yes.
然后你开始说，哦，是哦。
And if you go yes,
如果你说是哦，
begin to bind your mind.
那这个捆绑就进来了，开始捆绑。
Fetch your soul.
人能够捆绑到你的魂。
Gradually, after a few weeks, people say, "Hey, Betty, why do you feel so down?"
突然
I don't know why.
几天以后就有人见到你问说，哎 ，Betty， 你为什么今天这么低落呀？
And then more and
more,
you have no energy.
然后就发现你很无力。
No energy.
一点力气都没有。
我想死了。
就要死要活了。
我想死了。我不想活了。
I don't want to live again.
And then you come for counseling.
然后你就来要一些辅导。
And then Pastor Joshua said, "Oh, sister, you need a holiday."
然后你的牧师就对你说，哦，你需要放个假。
Oh, you got to eat, take more vitamins.
你再要多吃点维他命。
All the time, it is this West London devil.
其实一直都是这个，比如说西伦敦的魔鬼。
你没有用的。
说你没有用，
神不爱你的。
You're useless, and God doesn't love you.
You got no future.
你没有未来。
You will never find a job.
你怎么都会找不着工作。
God hates you.
神不喜欢你了。
You sin against God.
你犯罪得罪神了。
And the more you entertain it, the more depressed you become until it becomes your thoughts every day.
你越去接纳这样的思想，这个思想就变得越来越真实，直到你完全的和它成为一体。
When you submit to these thoughts,
当你降服在这样的思想之中时，
you become a captive.
你就变成了一个被掳的人。
Amen. And then you will be a slave to their sin.
你就会成了那个罪的奴隶。
Paul talks about the slave of unrighteousness.
是讲那不义的罪的奴隶。
That's why we need to be a slave of righteousness.
可是我们想做的是那义的奴隶。
Hallelujah! 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 He says, Paul says, therefore, take up the armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day and have done all to stand firm.
十三节说，所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在邪恶的日子能抵挡仇敌，并且完成了一切后还能站立得住。
Now Paul is talking to Ephesus.
那保罗是在对以弗所的教会说。
What were their problems?
那他们经历什么困难呢？
In chapter 5, chapter 4, chapter 3, chapter 1.
前面的章节在说
It's all about problems in the church.
都是教会里出现的问题。
It is about disunity.
关于不合一的问题。
It is about marriage.
关乎婚姻有问题。
In other words, our problems.
换句话说，就是你我当今的问题。
Problems that we face.
不就是你我当今要面对的问题
吗？ And yet Paul says,
但是保罗说
You are not fighting against flesh and blood, but you are wrestling.Wrestling, notice the word wrestling against principalities and powers.
神说你所征战的不是血气，你是在跟那天上属灵的灵界在征战，而且他说的是一个 wrestling， 就是比谁的劲大。
So that's the first ignorance of Christian, not knowing that there exists.
所以啊，最可悲的就是基督徒完全不没有意识到这种属灵灵界的存在。
Ignorance is what do I do?
那第二个无知就是你问，那我要怎么做呢？
Amen. What do you do about it?
你要怎么做呢？
Paul is saying.
保罗说。
You have to wrestle against it.
他说你要来比力气来。
He didn't say.
摔跤。
Wrestle against it.
摔跤。
He didn't say cast it out.
他没有说要把它什么丢出去哦，要
He didn't say command it to go.
他没有说让你命令那个魔鬼就出去了哟。
He said wrestle against it.
他说你要跟他摔跤比力气哦。
In other words, Paul said the way you wrestle against it is to stand firm.
所以他说，那你摔跤要赢，就是你要站立的稳。
With the armor of God.
靠着神的军装。
The word of God.
靠着神的话语。
Your faith.
靠着你的信心。
Your salvation.
靠着救恩。
You will stand it.Enemy with all these lies.
你会能够在魔鬼的各种谎言中站立得住。
In other words, you don't submit to the thought.
换句话说，你不会降服在之前的那个思想里面。
You understand?
明白吗？
So when you are washing your dishes,
所以你又 在厨房洗碗。
The West London, the West London Principality comes.
然后西伦敦的。
I'm sorry for those people who live in West London.
不好意思啊，西伦敦的人他不好意思。
The reason why I pick on West London is because not many people come from West London.
因为我只是拿西伦敦做一个比方，因为西伦敦人比较少。
So the you're washing your dishes in West London.
那你们在西伦敦继续在洗着碗。
Then the West London Principality in power gives you a thought.
然后西伦敦的那个恶魔呢，就给了你一个思想。
你没有用的东西。
You useless person.
你的妻子不爱你。
Your wife doesn't love you.
Your business will collapse.
你的商业会做不好的。
You shake.
然后你就开始发抖。
Paul says.
保罗说。
You stand against it.
让你站立得住。
This is not my thought.
说这不是我的思想。
Amen. This is not my thought.
这不是我的思想。
Always practice to say that. It's not my thought.
要一直说这不是我的思想。
You say, you devil, this is not my thought.
你说魔鬼，这不是我的思想。
You devil, this is not my thought. I know what you're trying to do.
我知道你的计谋，这不是我的思想。
Okay, now let's come to some scripture.
来，我们再回到经文，看到别的经文。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 25.
马太福音六章二十五节。
Now, in the King James.
在King James 一个版本翻译中。
Because the King James in this particular translation is closer to the Greek.
因为 King James 的这个翻译的版本是和他的原希腊版本最像的。
Normally, we will read, "Do not be anxious."
我们一般会读到的说，不要为生命而忧虑。
What does that suggest?
叫你不要忧虑是什么意思啊？
That the anxiousness is from you.
好像让你觉得这个忧虑是来自于你自己。
Jesus said, "Nine, nine, nine."
那耶稣说
Sorry, no, no, no.
耶稣说不是，不是，不是。
No.
不是的。
He says, "Therefore, I say unto you." Take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for what your body, what you shall put on, and is not life more than meat and body than raiment?
那我们把这个翻译改一下，其实应该是这个意思。所以我告诉你们说，不要老是去想。天天去想那些吃什么喝什么或者你们的身体又去想每天要穿什么生命不是胜过于饮食吗身体不是胜过于衣裳吗
Now can you understand why Jesus sounds quite strong about this?
你能够感觉到为什么耶稣讲话这么犀利吗
He did not suggest to you
他可不是在建议你哦
to not to worry
不是在建议你不要忧虑
He's not offering you a counsel
他也不是在慢慢的给你辅导。
He's not saying, "Hey, disciple, if I were you, I wouldn't worry."
他不会是给你辅导的，说，哎，门徒们啊，要是我是你的话，我肯定不忧虑的。
Suggesting.
他完全不是在建议。
What is he doing?
他在说的是什么呢
？The language is the language of the law.
他在说的话的有点像律法式的命令。
Do not.
说不要。
Amen. Do not is the same as.Do not travel 100 miles an hour.
说不要这个词就是命令你说你不可以开100迈。
It's a command.
变成了一个要求。
If anxiousness is truly from you, then God will counsel you. He will speak politely to you.
如果这个忧虑真的只是你自己的思维的话那神会慢慢的辅导你会对你很好啊。
But he's commanding.
但是神却在这里命令。
Because he's saying, warning.
在这里警告。
Don't take up thoughts of worry that are not yours.
说你在你的生命中间不要去接受任何的那些思想来到你生命里。
It is a command.
这是一个要求。
Because Jesus knows that these are not your thoughts.
因为神知道这个想法不是来自于你的。
Amen.That's what you, how you will speak to your children.
这就是你对你孩子说话也是。
Don't listen to strangers.
你不要跟那些陌生人讲话。
Because strangers are not yours.
因为那些陌生人不是你的。
Not your family.
也不属于你的家人。
Do not listen.
听话。
Because they're not your thoughts.
他们不属于你。
Amen. And similarly, is that it?So Jesus, and then he says in the end of the passage, do not, therefore I say to you, do not take up the thought of worry.
所以耶稣在这里面说的是，不要把那些忧虑的思想都接到你的里面来。
Throughout the passage, when he says do not, it means do not take up the thought. Do not accept the thought.
神给你们的要求是让你们不要去接受和接纳这些思想进来。
Amen? Right. Here, we have an option.
那我们现在有个选择。
To say yes to the thought that's mine or say no.
是说那我是对这个想法来说是呢还是不是呢？
We opt for no, it's not my thought.
那我们先要说不是。
It comes from these principalities.
这个是从天上的灵界来的。
It's trying to make me worry.
它是想让我来忧虑的。
So, number one, you say no.
所以第一，你就要拒绝说不要。
This is not my thought.
这不是我的思想。
Acknowledge it and say no, it's not my thought.
先认出这件事情来，然后再拒绝。
Step two.
第二步。
I'm telling you what I do.
我告诉你我平时的方法。
Step two.
我第二步是
I bind you in Jesus' name.
我奉耶稣基督的名捆绑你。
I reject this thought.
我拒绝这个思想。
I command you to leave my mind.
我命令你离开我的思想。
I will not accept it.
我绝不接受。
Not my thought.
这不是我的思想。
Amen. If you've accepted the thought,
如果你一不小心接受了这个思想
and you practice the thought,
然后你还去更多的想了它
then you need to do one more thing.
那你就还要再做一件事情
Repent
悔改
Apologize to God
对神说对不起
And then reject the thought
然后再重新拒绝这个想法出来
Amen? When the thought comes in You say I reject you In Jesus name go from here
当这个思想进入到你的来说你说我拒绝我不要
Every morning when I wake up I bind any thoughts
我每天早上起来就是捆绑
That I picked up during my dream
那些所有当时在梦里面出现的
I am now so used to it that I before I even wake up I bind you
所以我都已经养成了这种生活的习惯早上就是不停的捆绑走捆绑
and when I'm washing dishes
在我洗碗的时候
and I have this thought
我也会有这种思想进来
I say, Jesus name go
然后我说奉耶稣基督的名
when I think something bad I say Jesus name go this is not my thought
当我听到那不属于我的思想我立刻说走不是我的
After practicing this,
那接着在这样的操练当
中 and I encourage you to do this often.
我也鼓励你们常常
这样做 Keep binding it until until it really goes.
不停的捆绑到你真的知道这个思想
不再来 So, in the beginning of this process, I used to bind.
所以刚开始呢，我第一次来尝试的时候，我就是不停的操练这种捆绑
Go.
不停的捆绑，不停的叫他走
Now,
现在呢
Most of the time, just one word, go.
我现在只说了一句话，就是走。
And guess what?
猜猜怎么着
？I can't remember what that thought is.
我连想都想不起来，刚才进来的那个思想是什么
？That is evidence.
这个就是证据。
Evidence. It was never my thought.
就是证据说，那根本就不是我的思
想。When I bind, I can't remember what when I was washing dishes, what that thought was.
我前脚才捆绑，我后脚就想不起来，我刚才捆的是什么样的思想了。
That's why when my mind is starting to become blank.
所以我的思想开始变得越来越空白。
Because I realize there are not many thoughts that are mine.
因为我发现我都绑的就是头脑里已经基本上没什么思想了。
I'm not all that intelligent.
我就觉得我也不是很聪明。
Hallelujah.I've got a brain, but the brain doesn't need to think that much.
我有个大脑，可是我发现我大脑现在不想了，不想试了。
Amen. Amen. Then the third thing you do when you bound it and you send it to go, you say, "Holy Spirit, I welcome the thoughts of heaven."
所以第三步就是当你都捆绑干净了以后，
Hallelujah.
你对圣灵说，我欢迎从天上来的思想。
Every morning I go, bind, 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 bind. 所以
每天早上我就是捆绑，再捆绑。
And then,I lift up my hands or I say, I welcome Holy Spirit.
然后我举得高手对神说我欢迎你的思想进入。
I welcome the thoughts of heaven.
主啊让你属天的思想进入到我的里面。
That transformed my life.
那个改变了我的生命。
I'm able to forgive.
我觉得可以宽恕了。
Every time I used to think about my enemy,
当我以前想起我的那些敌人时
I thought that thought was mine.
我老是觉得那是我自己的思想。
Then I used to be on my knees asking God to forgive me.
那时候我就跪在神的面前说主啊你原谅我。
Then I realized,
然后我意识到
hey, this is not my thought.
这个都不是我的思想。
I started saying, Every time when I think bad about somebody,
所以我现在开始知道，当我每天对一个人有负面思想的时候
，did something really bad to me.
我觉得那个人辜负了我，对我不好，亏欠了我。
I bind this is not my thought.
那我马上就会对他说，我捆绑你，这不是我的思想。
This does not come to me.
这个不是，不能，我拒绝你来到我的里面。
You devil, you cannot lie to me.
魔鬼，你不可以对我这样的撒谎。
I bind you in Jesus' name. Go.
我捆绑你，奉耶稣基督的名走。
Holy Spirit, I welcome your thought.
圣灵，我欢迎你的思想。
Put forgiveness into my heart.
把那宽恕的心给我。
Joy into my heart.
把那喜乐的心给我。
Amen. It works.
这个管用。
It may take some time to practice.
你也许花一些时间来操练。
It works.
但是管用。
It really does.
真的管用。
It's not difficult, is it?
不难，对不对？
Your enemy.
你的敌人。
Especially those of us who are in West London.
特别是那些住在西伦敦的你们
Every day you're bombarded with negative thoughts.
你们每天都会被负能量的话语充满
What's the first step?
那你的第一步是什么
Acknowledge it
先认出它
That is not your thought
先认出那不是你的思想
Second
第二
Get rid of it
弄出它
If you have practiced it Add one more
如果你真的
Repent
如果你真的有不小心接纳进来的话，那赶紧悔改。
And what is the final step?
那最后一步是什么
？Ask the Holy Spirit to give you the thoughts of heaven.
叫神把属天的思想给你。
And then day by day.
那每一天每一天。
As the thoughts of heaven affect invade your soul.
当天的属天的思想进入到你的魂里面时
，You change the way you think.
你就开始改变了你整个的思维状态。
You change the way you feel.
你也会改变了你整个感受。
And you walk in peace.
然后你会在平安中。
Amen.
与神同在。
Finally, Isaiah 55 verse 34 says.
以赛亚书五十五章三十四节。
My thoughts are not your thoughts.
神说我的意念并非你们的意念。
Neither are your ways my ways.
那我的道，你的道路也不是我的道路。
Declares the Lord.
神耶和华这样说。
For as heaven are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
That's why we need to pray, Holy Spirit.
这是为什么
？I want heaven's thoughts.
我们祷告主啊，你把你属天的道路和意念给我。
If it's heaven's thoughts,
如果是那属天的意念
，If it invades your mind and soul,
主啊，你让它来占据我里头的思想和我的魂。
You will have wisdom.
我们就会有智慧。
That is beyond the earth.
这个你我们现在这些就不会在属地的智慧上就没有什么地方站。
God says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts."
所以神说我的意念并同你的意念。
Joshua then says, "Therefore, I say, therefore, if God says my thoughts are not your thoughts, I say therefore."
如果神对我说我的意念并非你的意念，那我的回应就是对，那不是我的意念，是别人的意念。
His thoughts shall be my thoughts.
然后我会说，愿神的意念变成我的意念。
Amen. If God's thoughts are not my thoughts, then I want those thoughts to become my thoughts.
如果神的意念现在还没有成为我的意念，我就继续祷告，让神的意念进入。
Because I want my life changed.
因为我想让生命有改变。
Amen. Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord.
主啊。
We are grateful to you.
我们对你感恩。
We open our hearts and minds.
我们打开我们的心思意念。
And we invite the Holy Spirit.
我们邀请圣灵。
To import heaven's thoughts into our minds.
来输入这属天的意念在我们头脑当中。
And at the same time, Lord.
主啊，同时。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We reject every thought from hell.
我们拒绝所有来自于属地的意念。
We realize the principalities and powers of the air are daily attacking my mind.
我们意识到原来这属灵的境界每天都在这样打扰我们。
But we have this weapon.
主啊，可是我们今天有你的武器。
This is where can reject these thoughts.
我们可以来拒绝这样的思想意念进入。
So I ask you, God, to give my brothers and sisters victory every day.
主啊，让我们给我们这样的得胜，在我们的思想意念中每天得胜。
Every day, Lord.
每天。
Our thoughts are your thoughts.
我们的思想就成为你的思想
，not of the devil.
而不是那魔鬼的思想。
We reject them, Lord.
主啊，我们拒绝这思想。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
So we welcome you, Holy Spirit.
所以我们来欢迎你，圣灵。
I ask you, God, to really seal this revelation into our minds.
主啊，你把这么大的一个启示封印在我们里面。
And make the devil mad.
让那敌人失败。
Hallelujah. Father, transform our families.
主啊，来改变我们的生命。
Transform our lives.
改变我们的家庭生命。
Let us walk in peace and contentment.
让我们在满足与平安中和你一起。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Let's stand.
我们一起起立。
Hallelujah.
主题诉说天父的荣耀，穹苍传扬奇妙的作为，张开双手，万物的宝座，万口承认你是我们的神。
生，
我们一生坐在宝座上，圣殿充满荣耀，万民敬拜全能的神。
神，
我们的神坐在宝座上，圣洁充满荣耀，万民敬拜全能的神，我们尊崇你圣洁荣耀，尊贵能力都归于你。
主啊，我们荣耀你的名。
Lord, we glorify your name.
我们荣耀你的名。
We glorify your name.
我们敬拜你，耶稣基督。
We worship you, Jesus.
圣灵啊，充满我们。
Holy Spirit, fill us.
让我们的心打开。
That our heart is open to you.
让我们听。天堂的话。
That will listen to your word from heaven.
让我们的思想是天堂的思想。
That our thoughts are from heaven.
主啊，释放我们。
Lord, deliver us.
释放我们。
Deliver us.
让我们的思想。
That our thoughts.
不要捆绑我们。
Will not be bound.
今天我们得到你的释放。
That we receive your deliverance today.
我们的自由。
And that we receive your freedom.
充满我们，主啊。
Fill us, Lord.
Fill us.
充满我们
more
更多
let the power of God set us free
让神的能力来释放我们
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
We thank you Lord
谢谢你主
In Jesus name
奉耶稣基督的名
Amen
Amen
Please be seated
大家请坐
If you need prayer come forward
如果你们需要祷告请到前面来